Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 28th of September 2009 and the time is 4:10 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Okay, my name's Mil Milojevic. I'm age 50 and I'm from Birmingham.
And have you travelled to London especially this morning for your hour on the
move? I have indeed, yes.
And when you arrived at the square and saw someone up on the plinth, was it how you imagined it would be?
Well, I have seen it before when I was down in London earlier, so it's pretty much how I expected it to be, yes.
And how does it feel to be here with someone going up on the plinth?
Slightly odd. I'm not so much nervous, but just kind of slightly apprehensive, maybe.
Do you remember how you first heard about the project?
I can't. I feel like I've known about it for ages. I can't really recall. Probably a news item, I suspect.
And do you remember what it was about the project that appealed to you and inspired you to apply?
Well, partly, I think, being Anthony Gormley, that interested me. I've known about the fourth plinth and all the different things that have been going on there for some time, so that was intriguing. But I guess, a combination of those two. You know, in Birmingham, I remember a very long time ago the Iron Man appearing in the centre of Birmingham, and that sort of intrigued me and got me interested in Anthony Gormley.
And what happened when you heard that you had a place on the plinth?
I think I probably was beginning to regret ever putting my name forward. I think I put my name down not really expecting to get selected. So after a few minutes and that had died down and I thought about it. I think I thought about it for a couple of days before I accepted. So.
And what is your understanding or interpretation of what that hour is about for each individual?
Well, it's hopefully unique for each individual. There should be no prior expectations on any individual about what they should be doing or not doing. So I think it's purely personal or totally individual.
Have you spent much time thinking about what you'll be doing?
I sort of came up with what I wanted to do fairly quickly, to be honest. I wasn't going to do a performance or anything outrageous. I know that. So I just came up with what I was doing probably fairly quickly, intuitively, and thought I'd stick with that.
And would you tell us what it is?
Yeah. Probably quite an introverted person, so I don't particularly see myself as being an exhibit or a work of art. So I thought it should be turned the other way around, ideally, and say that whatever's going on in the square should be the artwork, and that I should be the observer. So I bought my camera, my video, and I'll be reporting what's going on using Twitter and things, texting and email.
And what will
That's
you
what I plan to do.
Well,
I'm going to attempt to upload them in, you know, as I take them every now and then, so that anyone who's listening in can see my sort of view of what's going on as it happens within the hour. The video, I can't really do that, so I'm going to try and create a time lapse video and just upload that to YouTube at some point, hopefully, in the next few days.
And why did you choose to do that over anything else?
Why did I choose to do that? I don't know. As I say, it became quite. It's just an intuitive response to it, really, and that's what I stuck with.
Have you got any expectations about what it will be like on the plinth?
Expectations? Not really. I expect a little bit of heckling, both in the physical sense, a few lads out there having a laugh, and via Twitter or something like that, so that should be good fun.
And what impact do you think you'll have going up on the plinth?
probably negligible.
Is there anything that you would like to gain from the experience?
Well, it's a new experience for me, I guess. It's not something I'd normally do. So I guess a new life experience, something unique that obviously very few people have done.
Now, are you able to describe what that opportunity means to you, to be one of 2,400 people doing it?
I wouldn't say it was like going to be life-changing, if that's what you mean. No, I think it's an interesting experience, really. That's probably what it is to me. Great to be part of such a fascinating project and to do something, you know, that may have been done 50 times already, I've no idea, but, you know, it's something that I came up with, so I'm, you know, pleased to be part of it, really. So it's something I'll hopefully look back on fondly.
Who would you say that you're doing it for?
For myself, really. Nobody else.
Would you mind telling me a little bit about what you do away from this? Are you working at the moment?
Yes, I'm running a software company, which started with a friend of mine in 2001. So I left a job that I probably had about 22 years at the same company, and we decided to pack it all in and set up on our own.
Was that a positive change for you?
Yeah, it was huge. Yeah, it was a pretty difficult decision to make after all that time and security to try and do something highly risky that was probably a bigger risk than we probably realised at the time.
And is your background is it IT?
It is, yeah. Yeah, that's my background from my first job.
And outside of work, what are some of your interests?
I like playing tennis and cycling and things like that. Gadgets.
And have you got an interest in photography?
If that implies that I know what I'm doing, then no. But yes, I do from years back, and I'm just kind of rekindling it, really. So I've got my manual with me, because I'm not really quite sure how to take nighttime photographs, so I'll be experimenting.
And one of the things that we ask everyone to help us just get an idea of each individual is, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment?
Right. Okay, well, my family, very important. Wife and three children. And my work is, you know, the business. It's really important that that succeeds. So those are the...
What have your family's reactions been to you doing this?
I think they're mildly surprised and possibly bemused.
Will they be watching, do you think?
Yeah.
Have you ever taken part in arts projects before?
Not that I can think of, no. Certainly not anything of this scale.
And what has your experience of this project been like?
Well, it's been positive so far. Very, I guess it's an arts project that I've engaged with more than any other, really, and I'm sure most people that have either been involved with it, and a lot of people that haven't, I guess, interact with it in some way more than any other work of art they're likely to come across. So quite intriguing.
Have you been following the project?
Yeah. I wouldn't say I've been obsessed by it, but check into the website every now and then, see what's going on, and listen to what people have got to say on Twitter.
And finally, if you think back to your profile on the website, do you remember you were asked to pick three words that describe you? Do you remember what you put and why?
Yes, I vaguely remember what I put, but I changed them yesterday. So I I think I put something like enthusiastic, introvert, and something else. But yesterday I changed it. So what did I change it to? Not an exhibit.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.